We remember chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2, verse 9. If we are truly understand we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people, then we'll consider we are so beautiful. Yeah. One time there is a young girl who was 9 years old in that year. She was a two-sick newcomer, and she came with her grandmom, because the grandmom is our member, so she just joined our service on a Saturday. And suddenly, during the service, she saw a vision. She saw all the brothers and sisters' head come with a crown. She used her naked eyes to see, not a cross eyes, naked eyes to see, the members' head, his crown. So our status is so special indeed. And another testimony in Chicago, this is a true story. There is a new member. Before he converted to our church, he joined our service for a couple of times. And the first time when he came to our church, then he just sit on the corner, on the back corner. Yeah. Why? Because he considered he was so filthy, so dirty. So at that moment, he lost all his confidence. And we do know he is a very good violin player in China, even in America. Now, he is a professor, even dean in musical college, musical college, dean. And when he was young, he learned the piano and he played piano before the public, even before Queen in UK. I'm serious. So we can see he must have a lot of confidence, right? You know, from young to old to adult. He played many concerts before VIP. So he has a lot of confidence. But at that moment, he lost all his confidence. He felt he was so filthy and dirty. Why? Because in his spirit. So we are so special. So when we have this knowledge, that's why we say we have to pursue the knowledge of God. The more we know Jesus, the more we know Jesus' grace, then the more we accept ourselves. We accept ourselves. You know, sometimes we cannot accept ourselves. Right? One time during the lunch hour, I heard one sister just complained about her nose. She said, "Oh, I have a flat nose. You have a nice, big nose. Right? Steep nose, beautiful nose. I have a flat nose." Then next couple weeks, I talk inward beauty and outward beauty. Then every day, after everybody listen to the sermon, then thank God everybody agree. Actually, we are so beautiful. Everybody is so beautiful. Yeah. Even me, I'm so beautiful, right? Yeah. That's why my wife need me. My wife want to marry me. Otherwise, even sometimes people say, you are not good enough. Yeah. But my wife say, oh, you are good. My daughter, I talk to my daughter. Not everyone consider you are so beautiful in a worldly view, right? But one person will consider you are so beautiful. At least God will consider you are so beautiful. You will be husband, consider you are so beautiful. So one day you will find your husband in the Lord, and indeed she found husband in the Lord. So don't worry outwardly. Actually, we are so beautiful already because God created everything, and then he said it was good. Then when God said good, you said bad, are you dare to say that? Huh? Do you dare to say, oh, no, 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 not good. Raise your hand, if you dare to say good, when God said good. No, you have to say good, right? Even you are not so weird in me. But actually, indeed, we are so beautiful. Okay, then we go back to the Bible. Verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5. For in this manner, for the former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husband, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Of course, we cannot see in the Genesis, the Bible says Sarah called Abraham Lord, but later on we can see. Whose daughter you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. So this chapter tells us how to do good, right? But when we say do good, once again, I want to emphasize. So if anybody says do good, which means we have to go outside to help the homeless people, no, no, no. Here says, here do good, we have to treat our respect, our husband, right? Respect and submit to our husband. Yeah. So it's nothing to do with we have to help the poor outside. No. Okay, so let's turn to Genesis. Chapter 18. Verse 6. Genesis chapter 18, verse 6. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quickly make ready 3 measures of the fine meal, knead it, and make cakes. So when they have 3 cakes, and Abraham hurried into the tent to tell Sarah, hey, quickly make ready 3 measures of fine meal and make cakes. Quickly. And from these words, we do know Sarah did not respond to Abraham and say, hey, what it means? What it means? Who are they? What it means? I didn't know them. Hey, they might rob her. They might be robber. They might spy on us. No. Sarah just listen to Abraham, and then immediately she went out and then to make ready, right, for the meal and for the cake. So this is submissive. Yeah. Sometimes we have to ask why. Like Jack, church assigned you to lead Bible study, to lead a Bible study. And you might ask, why? Why me? Huh? Why you assign me? Assign David, huh? Or assign John? Not me. Why you assign me? Why? Sometimes we ask why. Why? And sometimes the pastor call members, tomorrow afternoon, can I go to your house to visit, to see you? Why you come to my house? Anything wrong with me? Why you come to my house? Why? Why? So many why, huh? So many why. Actually, we have to be submissive. It's good when pastor come to our house for visitation. Welcome, right? Welcome. And some people say, oh no, don't come, we have no sofa. I have no sofa either, but I still welcome you. Even if you come to my house, welcome. I live in Sacramento. Welcome, right? And also you can visit Ken, Kevin, Kevin. Yeah. Kevin also live in Sacramento, yeah. All right? They have a sofa, beautiful sofa. I do not have. So it's the same, I still welcome because brothers and sisters visit each other, it's good, good thing. We are like the same family. So we can see that Sarah did not ask why so hurry, why, who are they? Okay, then continue on verse 9 and 10. From verse 9 and 10, we can see that Sarah actually did not join their conversation, right? Did not. Because if Sarah joined their conversation, then God, the angel, will know where Sarah was, right? He will know where Sarah was, but he asked, where is Sarah? So which means Sarah did not join their conversation. And under these circumstances, Sarah followed. He didn't ask many questions. So submissive is all about mentality, our mentality. Yeah. And submission starts from humility. If we try to put ourselves under somebody's authority, then we should have the humility. Then we can do it. Yeah. Then be humble, the humility actually is the power. The Bible says the wife have to be quiet, Then then we should have humility. When we have humility, then we can be quiet. You know, sometimes, of course, you are so quiet. When I say, hey, what's the question? And you answer the questions, then you just keep your mouth, you know. Just be silent. But in some occasion, maybe you just try to say something, right? when you are getting older or turn to adult, you might say something because now you are so shy to say something in your age. Yeah, me too. Maybe I also keep quiet. Yeah. I am pastor right now, so I have to say something, right? Yeah. I visit members. I have to say something. And when I was RE teacher, I learned that. I know how to say something. So when I joined the army, we have many times to discuss. And I know how to say something. And the other commander, keep quiet. The other friend just keep quiet. They don't know how to say something. So it's a very good time for us to be trained in the church. So we have to take the opportunity and receive the discipline. So discipline yourself, like in the lunch time, right? How do we have the meal? This is all about attitude. Right? How to use the knife, how to use the fork, how to use the spoon, and then after finishing the meal, we have to pull a chair back. This is all about attitude and also mentality. But we have to be humble, then we can learn. Then we try to be submissive, yeah, to put ourselves under somebody's authority. So this is a very good spiritual quality. Let's turn to 2 Kings, chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 19. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Then the men of the city said to Elisha, "Please notice, this situation of the city is present, as my Lord sees." See? As my Lord sees. So this city is so beautiful, right? We can see. We can see. It's outwardly, that's what we can see. However, the water is bad. And this Elisha didn't know. Right? He didn't know the water is bad. Only local people know the water is bad. Because well, the ground barren. He said, the ground is barren. Because the fruit cannot bear, the tree cannot bear the fruit. And maybe people drink this water, get sick. Only local people know. And Elijah didn't know. What he knew, only the outwardly, the city was so beautiful, but the water is bad. He didn't know. The water is inward life, inward, he cannot see. Like inward of you, I cannot see, right? I cannot see. Your life is strong, is weak. You have some struggle in your heart, I didn't see. Right? You are depressed, I didn't know. And there are some men walk on the street. They clothes are so nice. Gentlemen, right? The suit, necktie, tall guy, so beautiful, handsome, right? Walk on the street and walk in the company. And lady, dressed so nice, so fashionable. And then work for the company, for the IBM, for the Google. Then, oh, I'm so jealous, right? I'm so jealous. So I admire them. Hey, don't admire them. Maybe their inner being is so bad. Like water is bad. Maybe. Right? So we don't have to compare with the outward, outside. No, we don't have to admire anybody because we have a special status. We are the children of God. Maybe around 14 years ago, when I was in Garden Grove Church, and we went to visit the truth seeker, the newcomer. We went to his house, and the lady, so her house. And her house was so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful house. At that time, the house cost $600,000, $14 years ago. How much money now? Maybe million, you know, over $1 million, right? Now, I think her house cost over $1 million, maybe 1.5, maybe. So beautiful. And of course, at first, I said, oh, this is a beautiful house, you know. Everybody is so admired. Yeah, the lady in this beautiful house with her child, son, maybe seven or eight years old. But she said she cried every night. She cried every night. The lady, as we can see, living in so beautiful house, as we can see, but the lady lives inside, the being, the inner being, the inside of the master, cried every night. So we don't have to look outside, and look outwardly. Yeah, we should not admire. Only look ourselves, our status. Because she was abandoned by her husband. Abandoned by her husband. So this house for what? Well, to me, it's meaningless. I need a husband. I need a love. I do not need this house. even so beautiful, right? But I lost my husband. Husband abandoned me. So in the Wall Street, you know, Wall Street, the stock market center, they might make a lot of money. Couple million dollars a year, they might make so much money, right? Okay. But their life so terrible. So terrible. And one sister who worked in Wall Street, in Wall Street, she knew what life looked like. Yeah. The people lived, worked there. So terrible. So we don't have to look outside. Yeah. We are beautiful already. Yeah. Have self-confidence and enjoy yourself. Okay, then we go back to 1 Peter. So are you handsome, brother? Are you handsome? Raise your hand. Yes, I'm handsome. Because God says so. Because God says so. And are you handsome? Hey, be confident. Are you beautiful? Raise your hand. Because God says so. Okay. So be self-confidence. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Okay, now talk about husband. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Husband, brothers, one day you will be husband, right? So husband, you dwell with them with understanding. You understand your wife, to know your wife. No. Even today, we have been married for more than 30 years. I still try to understand my wife. Understand. It's very important. Understand. My wife understands me more than I understand my wife. Because chromosome X and Y, right? Because we're made of dust, right? And how about woman, the lady, bone, right? God created them with our bone. So bone and dust, which one is higher quality? Bone. Bone is higher quality, yeah. Bone is nice. Bone is a part of life, but we are dust. Dust is nonsense. Dust in Chinese says 粗线条. Anyway, chromosome X and Y is different, man and lady. And lady much emphasize on the details. The details, right? They are very considerate and very carefully. So when they observe something, right, very carefully. So my wife observed me with care, right? And also very carefully to observe me, yeah. So she knew what I thought. She knew. And I, you know, sometimes not so detailed, yeah. So we try to understand our spouse. Brother, try to understand your spouse, your wife. When you get married. The Bible says, with understanding and giving honor to the wife, give respect. Sometimes pastor visit family, and usually the husband, because I'm male, I'm a man, so husband talk to me, right? And sometimes the wife also join our conversation. And very few occasions, the husband said to his wife, "Shut up, you woman, you didn't know anything. That's not right, you know. So don't do this. respect your wife. Respect your wife." Okay, then as to the weaker vessel, weaker vessel, of course, physically, the sister is weaker than brother. Brother, you like lift up, way lift up. How many of you practice this way? Way lift up. Okay, how about your muscle? Yeah, so we men, because why we have to do practice the exercise? Because we want to be men. We want to be men. We want to gain muscle, right? To be look like a man. Yeah. And sister, of course not, right? Sister is tender. You have to look like a tender. So different X and Y. This chromosome X and Y, totally different. Yeah. So sister is look a little bit weaker than the brother. This is physically. But emotionally and spiritually, maybe sister is stronger than brother. That's why when we see the attendance on the Saturday, sister, the attendance rate is higher than brother. You also sometimes the brother have to sit on this side. The sister have to sit on this side because so many sisters attending the service. So from emotionally and spiritually, maybe stronger than brother. However, no matter what, we have to respect and honor them and understand them. Okay. Then verse eight, talking about the saints or the brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter, wife or husband. Even single brother and single sisters, like you now, you are single. So you have to read from verse 8 to, okay, verse 8. Because you are single, so you read verse 8. 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, this is word of God. This is God's word, and you do it like this way. You do it like this manner. Huh? This is the word of God. His word, God's word, huh? Not a textbook. Not a textbook. Not a geology or science textbook. This is the word of God, Bible. Okay. Again, verse 8. 1, 2, 3. Go. Okay, thank you. So when you teach RE students, you will tell them this is the word of God, right? So we have to read with our effort, with our respect. So finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Compassion, very important. Compassion, which means your hurt is my hurt. Your pain is my pain. Because we're in the same life, we're in the same boat. We are in the same boat, we are in the same life. So your pain is my pain, your joy is my joy. Your hurt is my hurt, your wound is my wound. So compassion. We have to understand for each other. There is a cashier, the lady. She, when she served the customer, she made another mistake. So the customer have to make a long line because she always made a mistake. And then she have to call manager, come to correct the mistake. The manager come here and then open the key and then delete original record and then put the new one. And the second one, she made the same mistake, then called the manager again. So the long line and the customer, they are just complaining about this cashier. And one customer, one turned to his turn. Then he just asked this cashier, asked her, can I help you today? Anything I can help you? He said, anything I can help you? Because he tried to understand why you made so many mistakes. Must be some reason, right? Must be some reason. That's what caused you cannot focus on your work. Then the lady said, oh, today is my bad day because in the early morning, my son went to emergency room and I don't know what happened right now. Still in the hospital. And because no one can take my position, so I have to come here to work. I cannot focus, I'm sorry. Yeah. Eh? All the customers heard her explanation, right? Then everybody understand it, then have compassion on her. Then nobody complained. Even one gentleman, one man said, hey, my friend who work in hospital, same hospital, I can call him to go emergency room to visit your son to see what happening. Let me call. Yeah. So turn from complaint to help, to destructive remarks to constructive action. Right. So compassion very important. We have to try understand someone. Try understand our spouse, understand our brothers and sisters. But do not jump into the judge too quick, too soon. And verse 9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. In the first class, we just mentioned the Peter's life. When Jesus talked to his disciples, one day I will be delivered to Gentiles and also to priest, to a scribe, and someone will betray me. One of you will betray me, and I will be put in a sentence, in judgment. And Peter said, oh, no, far be it away from you. This never happened to you. And what did Jesus answer? Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He should say, get behind me, Peter, right? Because the true enemy is Satan. Satan tried to stop all holy ministry, holy work. He tried to interrupt the holy work, try to destroy the holy work. So we have to bless someone who revile us because Satan behind them, Like nowadays, you can see many shootings, campus shooting everywhere in Seattle, in Los Angeles, so many places shooting. And when you ask them, why you do this? Very ridiculous reason, because they read internet story. They read it from internet story, and it's not real. But they admire their action. They admire, so they try to follow. They try to fast forward to them, so they hurt people. It's crazy. It never happened before. Never happened in my age, when I was young. No, never happened, but it happened nowadays, everywhere. Even in 1 week, a couple of times, a couple of shootings in the campus. So this is Satan's work. So when somebody revile you, then you consider this is Satan's work, not himself. Maybe Satan try to stir him up to against us, to see what we think about, to see our attitude. God wants to try us. Right? So every occasion, every situation, every scenario is God's test, God's trial. So be careful. Okay? Don't consider just superficial. Oh, you will talk back to me, so I have to talk back to you. Right? You will say something evil to me, so I have to same go back to you. No. We have to bless them. Not a curse, not a talk back, or try find some revenge because it's Satan's work. Okay, then 10. He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. So control our lips, control our mouth. Very important. 11. Let him turn away from evil and do good, then do good again. Right? So this chapter actually also salvation from doing good. So do good and repeat many times. Do good. And from here, we can see 行善, 行善, Chinese 行善. We will know that do good does not anything to do with help poor or help homeless people. Because Chinese word 行善, 行善, we might confuse the, like, some Buddhism group, they 行善. Okay, then from 13 and on, talk about the suffering, suffer. Suffer. Suffer cause pain, right? Cause loss. What does it mean, suffering? Means feel pain and feel loss of something. When you lost your iPad, how would you feel? You feel happy? If you lost your computer, how many of you feel happy? You will laugh. Raise your hand. If you laugh, then your mind maybe you better go to see doctor. But suffer means we feel pain, we feel loss, something, right? We have to talk a lot about suffering. Because 18, for Christ also suffered once for sin. 18, right? For Christ also suffered once for sin. Even Christ, he himself was a sufferer. So everybody had to go through sufferings, then we too suffer. So we should not consider suffering as strange. When we encounter difficulties, we should not ask, why me? When we encounter, when we have a car accident, then we should not ask me, why me? Why me? Right? Why not? Then who? Why me? Then you? Right? If we ask God, say, why me? Then which means should be you, right? You should have accident, not me. Can I say, why not? Why me? Why me and not you? Is it right attitude? You know, sometimes this couple weeks ago, Pacific Church have a field trip, 2 hours field trip from church to the destination. And along the trip, RE teacher and student designed some activities inside the car, because in the bus for 2 hours, it's boring, right? So they designed some activities. Yeah. And one of them is like pass the paper to next one. And they pass the cup to next one. Then the music start to play, right? And then if the music stop, then whoever hold the cup have to sing him or have to answer some questions, you know, whatever, yeah. And everybody pass so quick, everybody want to hold the cup, because when you hold, then if the music stop, then you have to sing him, you will do some action. So everybody just pass. Yeah. And one time I hold, yeah. Because the music stopped, so I hold, yeah. When I hold, then the music stopped. Yeah. And Nobody want to encounter difficulties. And we cannot like pass on the cup to others. Hey, how about pass this disaster to you? Pass this car accident to you? No. So we should not ask why me? Why me? All the things come with purpose from God. So we will take the opportunity to learn something. Maybe you felt so fast, so quick. How many of you drive car already? Raise your hand. You actually drive car already. One, sister. No. Be careful, huh? Follow the regulation, traffic regulation. Yeah. Because when you drive so fast, doesn't matter that maybe only half minutes earlier the schedule, right? Then 5 minutes, 1 minute to you, nothing, right? So slow down. Even if you drive 80 miles per hour, and if you drive 70 miles per hour, actually, it doesn't make a big difference. So slow down. And you have to pretend police is everywhere, like God is everywhere to watch over you. So in your mind, you have to consider policeman is everywhere watching over you. Then you will keep the traffic regulations. Even no police around you. Okay, then the sovereign, we talk about the sovereign. The sovereign, of course, is painful, but we have to go through. 13, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you will suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile you, your good conduct in Christ may be shamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than doing evil. Okay. When we're doing right, and of course, this thank God, you suffer for doing good. It's better than for doing evil. Couple of days ago, when I come here, I just watched TV news. And then one semi-truck driver, the big container, the big truck, right? He just ran over the other lady, and it turned out the lady passed away, died, because he ran into some lady. And while he drove his car and to hit someone, of course, by accident, not intentionally. And why? Because he watched pornography in the car while he was driving, then he looked pornography. Okay, so when any of us watch pornography and you get sick, or if you watch too much and your eyes get some problem, all right, then will you tell the church, hey, pray for me, my eyes get a problem? And everybody will ask you, what happened to you? Then will you dare say, oh, because I watch pornography, bad picture? No, right? But If you read the Bible, right? If you read the Bible, if you read too much, right? Read the Bible, or you love the Word of God, you read that your eyes cause problem. Your eyes have problem, right? Because you read a lot of Bible. Then you say, hey, please pray for me. Then brothers and sisters were curious about you, right? So, hey, what happened to you? Then you say, oh, because I read the Bible, right? Read the Bible, I love the Word of God. Oh, then, okay. Then you will say, you will speak out. So which way is good to you? Of course, the later one, right? The later. To read in the Bible, and it causes trouble, it causes problems. Okay. So in the same way, when we're doing good, and then to suffer, it's a better than we're doing evil to suffer. Then verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins and for us. Okay. And the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the Spirit in prison. The Spirit in prison. So where is the prison? The Spirit in prison. In the ancient time, Noah also preached the message, the gospel, to the people who in prison. So what does it mean? The prison. Where is the prison? Do you know any prison, any jail around you, around your house, around your community? You don't have any prison, right? No prison, right? Around your community. They're far away from your community, right? Okay. So where is the prison? A prison is this world, this society. In human's heart, because our human being's heart is like a prison, so many people have been bound by Satan, so lost their freedom. And this society, this world, because so many people enslaved by Satan, controlled by Satan. You see that people do not, when they look at bad website, it's not right, it's not good, but they cannot stop it. There was RSTS student before, when he prayed, I sense his prayer is a little bit different from others, right? So I asked him, do you have the Holy Spirit? He said, I don't know. I said, when you pray, I just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, okay. Then if you have the Holy Spirit, then your tongue will be rolling. Okay. Then he prayed hallelujah. Then he found out he lost his Holy Spirit. Okay. Then he confessed to counselor, to pastor, because he watched pornography. He watched pornography every day. Then his Holy Spirit left. Depart from him. Okay. Then we just encourage him to repent. Then he repented and then prayed to God for forgiveness. And he regained the Holy Spirit. So we can see him. He tried, even he regained the Holy Spirit, but he still has some struggle with watching pornography. So this is addiction. This it's very easy to stop. Yeah. So this world is like in prison. There's no way to be released. Only through Jesus Christ, only through the power of the Holy Spirit. So this world just like a prison. So Noah to preach the gospel to that generation. And then 10 to 22, verse 22. He who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made just subject to him, have been made subject to him. So all things subject to Jesus Christ, because he suffered. He tried to go to the lowest point, and it turned out he was lifted up to the top. He was exalted by God. He humbled himself, then God raised him up. So if we humble ourselves, then one day in due time, God will exalt us to give us glory. So chapter 4 is talking about suffering again. Then chapter 5 talking about glory. So when we suffer, eventually we will receive glory in chapter 5. Okay. Let's pray in silence.